Well, hello, members, and welcome to December's membership call. I'm sure you're feeling a lot of stuff going on, besides the Christmas rush and recovering from Thanksgiving, which I hope you all had a really wonderful Thanksgiving week. Myself and a couple of newfound friends, my tribe here in Asheville, we went out to this restaurant. And I had a turkey dinner. They had other kinds of dinners, but we went out that way and celebrated. Hera invited me to come with her to, what was it, Raleigh? But I don't like driving. I'd rather drive than sit in the car and drive. But so I graciously said maybe next time. Getting cold here. Okay, so those of you on the phone, to raise your hand. So share what's going on. What are you guys needing tonight? On the chat box. Oh, she says it's French and it's Liz. Oh, Liz. So I guess French pronounced the S like a Z and the E is silent. I'm glad I never finished French in college. I had one semester and I dropped out. My Japanese tongue could not take the French accents or the intonations. It was really hard on my tongue. Okay. All right, Liz, so we got that. Jane would like some clarity and clarity and more clarity. Okay, clarity on what, though? Okay, Jane says she needs to make a few decisions this week. And to get the wheels turning for her spring program. So she is wanting clarity, decisive action with her decision making. My head in the region of the front lobe is tense. Oh no, a tense third eye, an uptight third eye. Oh, we can't have that, man. That's like, oh no. Just thinking about that gives me a headache. Obviously, the comedy team is here. Okay. Well, we're going to do more third eye stuff. This is like the thing that I'm going into these days. A lot of third eye activations and spiritual anatomy reconnection, shall we say. So it's going to be really good stuff. Nazma says, let's see, how can we stay in the path of least resistance to receiving what we have asked for. That's really good. All right, so you want to ask your inner child, okay, little one, what are you resisting? Tell me. Tell me straight away. What's the resistance so we can heal it, so that you can feel happy? Because when your inner child is not happy, well, you know what happens. Jane says, yes, yucky. Yucky. She wants clarity from her yuck, huh? yuck's a good word. You know, a lot of times we get bogged down with the yuck from our family and or our spouses and or our coworkers and our bosses. So how do we stay in the zone? Being in all that yuck. Maybe that would be the theme tonight. Transcending the yuck. Hey, that could be a title for an online event. Actually, I'm going to write that down because that's pretty funny. Transcending the yuck. Can't spell too well tonight. When I'm in the zone, I have a hard time writing. As you probably know, that's probably true for you. Okay, so we're going to go with Toronto. Okay, you're live on the phone.
Oh, hi there. Hi, Kenji. It's Christina.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And, you know, I love the idea of you doing focusing on the Christ, because there's my experience is there's like a 6-week window of that heightened energy that probably started a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, I've been typing in the chat box, and I'm glad you called me because this was turning into a novel. Mm-hmm. And what you just suggested, by the way, is a what you just said would also be a great title for a book. It's very catchy,
yes.
Not just a seminar.
Hey, I should send that to my ghostwriter. Hold on.
Okay. It's that good. It's that good. Okay. And I'm a good PR person. At least I was.
Makes me chuckle.
Well, yeah, and it'll just, you know, jump off the shelf. So.
Hey,
you know,
all right. Kenji's best.
So that's my contribution to you today. But
no, thank you.
Kent, it's my pleasure. Kent, I really need your help. It's, you know, I lived in a sunny climate. I lived in L.A. for like 35, 36 years. I've lived in the south of France. And I was born in Toronto, but I've been landlocked here with no sun and not being able to ground with the cold. And it has been so detrimental to me. And extreme depression in spite of doing, you know, mm-hmm. vitamin D and, you know, mm-hmm. using sad lamps and all of that. But there's something else that's really been coming up over the last couple of weeks, and that has been this thing of somehow feeling broken inside and giving up. And it's like everything that I have tried to do seems to be blocked, or medical, anything, you know, like mm-hmm. a drive for medical, because I have to have medical transport, or money for food, or anything. And it's like any way that I used to do anything, or anybody that's in my life, none of it is working anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all the old structures are being totally pulled up. Anything that I did to support myself spiritually, you know, the same thing. And I really, really need help with that, because I'm losing the will to keep moving forward. And I don't know if that's kind of like ego letting go. I don't know how much of it is being so super sensitive to other people's energies. Mm-hmm. If there's negativity around me over the last few days, it's been going into my low back, into the sacrum where I had surgery in the early 90s, and stabbing, so I can barely walk with it. And then also massive headaches starting again. And now I'm starting to get metallic taste in my mouth again, and kind of like salt coming through the nose. So I'm concerned that I may have, you know, done something neurologically, you know, because I've been recovering from the concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep seeing like all of these positive things to do. And then I keep getting hit at, no matter what it is. And I actually don't know if it's a psychic attack or a spiritual attack, or if it's everything letting go. Because I had been listening to someone that was doing some free work, and I think it may have been really negative for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And,
release
and
that energy.
Yeah, that's, yes. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's what's going on. And just help. I don't want to give up. I just feel like lying in my bed, not doing anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's kind of like, what's the point of trying? You know,
yeah.
There isn't a friend. There's nothing. I'm literally no friends anymore either. Nothing. Everything's
yeah. Well, like we had written you many times, it's between you and God now, and you've got to really make that connection and quit, in a way, relying on humans, relying on society, relying on what you've relied on in your past. Part of it's past lives, some trauma from past lives, but I think the main thing for you now to do is to absolutely surrender your will to God. Because they say when you hit rock bottom, and you've been at rock bottom for a while, there's only one way to go, and that's up. But the only way you can go up is total surrender, which means you have to give up. I suppose we say give up the mind and bring your heart to God and let God guide you. And that goes for you too, Tanya. And that could be very hard. Because you don't know. Your future is absolutely unknown. And part of why we're here is to master this level of being in the unknown. and really trusting.
So surrender looks like what, Kendri? It's like I wait for inspiration and take action, and then
I can't tell you what it is because for each of us it's different, but surrender the trying to figure it out and make it through the yuck. That's one example.
Okay.
In other words, give over your personal will to God and allow your life to be guided. Even if you have to go homeless. I was there. You guys know I was there for 6 months. I had a lot of support in those 6 months. And I absolutely didn't know what the next day was going to bring. And I was running out of money. So here's what I did. Maybe you want to consider this, Christine. Now, I don't know the landscape there where you are, although I've been to Toronto once. I do know.
I'm actually not in Toronto. I'm about 2.5 hours outside in a much smaller town. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I went up to Mount Shasta to either live or die. I came to that place where I had less than $1,000 in my pocket. My dad moved to Chicago after the house fire, and I was alone with my car, my little Honda Civic hatchback. And I got put up for 6 months, mostly from people that I didn't know. And one friend gave me her cabin to stay in. It was pretty cold up there, though. But it was up in the Sonoran high country, very pretty up there. But anyway, all these things came, me not knowing. But I went up to Mount Shasta when I reached the end of being put up by people. I was going to go up there to either live or die. And if I was going to die, I want to die on the side of a sacred mountain. And I was serious. And I didn't know if I was going to make it. This was 17 years ago. So I don't know if you need to do something like that, to go out in nature and maybe go out on a vision quest. That's what they do. That's what the elders and natives did when they got stuck in the yuck. They went on a vision quest alone. And they stayed out in nature alone. And they either died out there or they made it. Maybe consider that, but don't think about it, but ask if that's what you need to do.
Okay.
The main thing is don't stay stuck in the city energy. Go out in nature and let nature help you to heal up and become clear.
Yeah, because here it's been, you know, like well below zero, like 20 below type of thing, you know. So
I understand that. Well, maybe you need to do that.
And I don't have a car. Kendri, just so you know, I don't have a car.
Yeah.
And I don't even have $1,000. I've got some room left on a credit card, and I've been using it for food and supplements and to pay, you know, for health treatment, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I think also you're right. It's like the old ways aren't working, so you have to give that up. You have to give up the old mental habits of attempting to make life work. It's not easy, but you can do it. Just know that you're in a dark night of the soul level. We all come out of it. It's tough. It ain't easy. But it's between you and the light now. You and the light. That could be the title of your book. Okay, thank you, dear.
Thank you. God bless you, Kendri.
Stay positive, okay? Start
thank
to lower
you.
Your hand. You're welcome. Tanya, did you want to say something again? I'm going to unmute you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, balanced giving and receiving.
Turn up your volume a little bit.
Oh. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, just balance, I think, would be amazing, just balanced giving and receiving, balanced being and doing. There's been a lot of workaholic energy that
mm-hmm.
I'm running, and I just want to drop it and go into the flow. and not feel, you know, and just like the last caller, letting go of trying to figure it out.
Yes, and, Buddha's coming in right now to interrupt you, and he very rarely comes. So maybe he's going to be working through me more these days. I'm very close to the Buddha, always have been. But anyway, one of the things that Buddha mastered, and he tried to teach it, was to not make a decision until it comes. In other words, he was very patient. If the answers didn't come, he would just meditate. And he would wait. And he would wait until he got a sign. Until he was touched from within. So that's his message to you. If nothing came, he didn't do anything. He didn't take any action. Yes, you can try to force it, but you know how that goes. So I would meditate, meditate with Gautama and just merge with his vibration and just be open.
Yeah, and I'm sure the holiday, you know, has that, you know, with four kids who are expecting Santa.
Well, you just got to be really truthful with them and say, Santa may not come this year. We'll have to celebrate Christmas in a different kind of a way. And make sure you don't lose your space to your kids.
Okay.
Because moms can do that very easily. Because you got to remember, young kids don't know boundaries. They're all over the place. And they're going to react to your emotional state. And so if they're bouncing off the walls, that means mom and or dad or both are bouncing off the walls internally, emotionally. And they're acting it out, trying to give you a message that that's what they're experiencing from you.
Thank you for saying that. My three-year-old has been very challenged with listening lately. Mm-hmm. And the message from Buddha just now was to listen. So I'm sure she's delivering that message, and I've been trying to hear it. I'm like, okay, I'm not listening. The more I listen, the more she'll listen.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't quite shifted yet.
You got to remember, daughters mimic moms. You're her God right now, being 3 years old. Same thing if you have boys, dad's the God, and they look up to dad, and they try to be like dad. This is all unconscious. But the kids, they try to be like their parents, unless the parents are very dysfunctional and mean and everything, then that's a different story. But generally speaking, you know, your kids look up to you.
Yeah.
So you have to set the example energetically and emotionally so they stay healthy, or else they're just going to, you know, do what they do.
Yes, and the knowing and the doing, sometimes there's a disconnect. So that balance between just being and allowing the doing to, you know, in the being, it all gets done.
Yeah.
And we can know that and, you know, stepping into being able to do that.
Yes.
And just allow.
I remember, the old matrix is one of doing and reward and punishment and good and evil and all that. And the new matrix, the new earth, is about presence and being and letting the flow take care of everything. So, give you another example, folks. Recently, a friend, let me see, trying to remember who this was. I forgot her name, but we know each other, and she Facebooked me a message to check out this thing called Shift Charlotte that's happening next year. And she was sort of like referring me to the founder of this once a year event. And so we connected, and she's going to bring me on as a presenter, an important presenter from her eyes. So it was very wonderful. Out of nowhere came this connection to reach people in Charlotte. And who knows, maybe part of my tribe's there in Charlotte, and I'll be doing regular work there, commuting 2 hours each way, which isn't too bad. That's like driving from Sedona to Phoenix. So not too bad. And so that just came out of nowhere. And then this ghostwriting opportunity, a fan from Wales, Collie Dog Country, she contacted me and offered to write my book or books. And I had been putting that out there for like, I don't know, 5 years, maybe 10 years. Like, it'd be good to have a ghostwriter because I can write my own books, but maybe someone can help me write my books. So that's happened. And that's all since I moved here. And I've only been here since June. I think I've made more progress with opportunities being here half a year than I have 4 years in Sedona. And that's pretty amazing. But then again, I was destined to come here. So like when you are destined, when you arrive at your destination that you are destined to be at, things are just going to like flower and happen. So if it's not happening in your area, could mean in one way you're done with that area or you're not supposed to be there. But you've got to trust your intuition on this. So everybody's going through these levels of doubt, trust. What am I going to do? How am I going to do what I want to do? That's a big question for a lot of people. How do I get to this place where I want to get to? And sometimes a physical move is necessary. And sometimes quitting your job. Actually, it's better to get fired because then you can collect unemployment. But in your husband's case, well. So, but remind him to be in the flow so that he can connect with the right kind of company, a conscious, you know, it's always good to put out there, I want to work for a conscious company. That's more important than making so much money an hour working for a dysfunctional company that you don't like to be in. Conscious companies, that's a new term. Okay. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Okay, now we have an anonymous, and you are on open mic. Your, let's see, your last phone numbers are 744.
Hi, Kenji, it's Carol.
Oh, hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can. You're from England, right?
Yeah, Liverpool, Scotland.
Okay.
I'm a member. I've
you
been trying to get on your calls the last 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And with these trace activations going on and that, the question I've got is, what do I need to do or be in order to have that kind of life, a conscious life, when I'm being told I've got a star shadow in the astral sky, I have implants, and no matter what I do, I never seem to get there, and yet I've got so many skills that I could be helping people with.
So we have some ideas for you. So in meditation, you're going to call in the Christ energies, whatever that means for you.
Right. Yes.
And you're going to choose from a soul level, not from a pain level, not from a place of fear or anguish or self-doubt, but from your place of certainty. You're going to choose to be free of all those implants, what we call negative influences, shadow things, whatever you want to call it. And that will begin to activate the change for you. You can't do it from a mental ego level. You have to rise above into your soul level. That's why we do the protocol when we start the activations. It's to get you guys into that place where you can actually create and receive change. And the reason why when you go to see other teachers and you do their thing, but it doesn't work, it's like they didn't help you to get to the quantum.
Yeah. but I am finding a back of bus saying Kenji.
What was that?
If I can butt in, I am finding each time I do an activation or when I'm on a live call, I receive and I'm connected. As soon as I wake up, I'm disconnected. What could be causing that?
So, again, in meditation, you're going to create the choice. This is more than a decision, a choice.
Yes.
It's from a soul level. You're going to choose to be connected 24/7. It's that simple.
Don't make it complicated. 24/7.
You won't be a full power initially. You know, that's for obvious reasons. But gradually, you build up the vibrations to where you will be 24/7 in that place of joy and peace and non-worry. We got to remember, every time you think a negative thought, you worry, you go into fear. You just lost the quantum. You're now stuck with the rest of humanity.
Can you sense anything from my connection with you? Because I've had problems sharing my voice all my life. And it's only in the last couple of years, hearing you 3 years ago. And since then, I've started to open up a bit. But I've been so unconfident talking to you. And wanted to numerous times, and Neil Jones Walsh, and Dean Houston, and Darius, they couldn't do it. But I am now.
Okay, I didn't understand.
Sorry, Kenzie.
I didn't understand what you said because the your line is really garbled. And I found that to be true for England, for certain callers from England. They come across and they're very garbly. So I don't know if it's your phone lines or the kind of telephones that you guys have over there, but just for your information. But I'm going to try to tune into what you were asking.
Well, can you still hear me? I'm going to put you on loudspeaker because I think this can be right, AFM. It's just a sec, please.
Okay, I didn't understand anything, but I'm going to respond to you. And then I'll put you on mute because we've got other callers.
Okay.
So, again.
Can I get back to you?
Okay, again, we always talk about being present with yourself, with your body.
Yes.
So, when you are really present and not overly thinking, when you're not spacing out, that's where your power is, in the present moment. So in meditation, you can also choose to be here and to be now and to be I am 24/7. And you could do this every day and evening until it really sinks in and it becomes a habit.
Right. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you better now.
Yeah, it must have been my headphone needs a charge. And I try and talk slower, but with my nerves and with lacking confidence, it's difficult because it's been a conscious thing all my life, is not being able to voice myself.
So here's the other thing. We might do this in the activation. As you in meditation, you're going to review your childhood. Whatever you can remember from your birth to your childhood, even in utero,
even remembering your
soul contract. But you're going to review your life, and you're going to make right whatever has not been right in your mind. So, any levels of trauma that you remember, you're going to make it right in your mind. Make it right so that you get out of a victim, so that you get out of saboteur kind of consciousness and all of that.
Right. So
healing doesn't have to be difficult or complex. But each of you will find a way of healing that works for you. But you've got to practice. Buddha also taught practice. You don't become a Buddha overnight. Many lifetimes. Wow. You don't become a Christ just like that. You got to remember, the body is not used to this quantum energy. And so we're re-educating the body to hold these higher frequencies, but you have to apply it every day. So it's like going to the gym for the first time and learning to work out, learning the sequence of the exercises, and then memorizing the sequence and going to the gym on a daily basis and working out until you build up your stamina, your strength, and all of that. So look at it like that. Look at it like a quantum cardiovascular training program that you're on. And after 1 year, you will be amazed. You'll go, oh, my God. I look back 1 year and I go, wow, night and day difference. Okay, thank you, dear. We got to get some more callers.
Thank you, Ken. You God bless.
You're welcome. Okay, we have the infamous Nancy Wells on the line. Okay, hello, Nancy.
Oh, hi, Kenji. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Ugh, I'm pooped.
We're not even close to Christmas yet.
No, look, it's been a rough couple of months, and See, it just feels like there's a lot going on, and I just don't know where to land with any of it. Mm-hmm. And after I did my month and a half of travels, I hit the road running when I got back to get caught up with a lot of things while I was away. And then I'm finally leaving my church after, 35 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so there's a lot of grief about that, but I know it's the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of like hanging in there because we're, doing Christmas stuff.
Okay.
And I'm one of the soloists in that church, but it's just become way too crazy for me now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just exhausted with it all.
Well, that could be a good sign.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, I don't know. I don't like being in this place of total uncertainty, and I know that's a thing for me. I know everything works out in my brain, but my heart is going through a lot of, oh, my God, I'm so tired. I just want to crawl in my bed and stay there for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the feeling.
And, yeah.
So here's what you can do. Because your subconscious takes in your last thoughts before you go to sleep. So you might as well make use of it. So your affirmation or your whatever you want to call it just before you fall asleep is that your body's going to get the rest and rejuvenation that it needs.
Mm-hmm.
So when you wake up in the morning or when your body wakes up in the morning, it will be more refreshed and revitalized. So do that for 2 weeks consciously, 14 days, to hold the thought energy in your body for your subconscious,
mm-hmm.
that your body's going to rejuvenate through deep rest and REM sleep.
Mm.
REM sleep is very important because that's really where you heal, that level.
And I think part of my, challenge has been we've had some storms. I sleep with the sleep apnea machine because I wasn't getting REM sleep. So the storms meant I had to sleep without. And then finally I got a good backup battery. But, it's been a very kind of a tumultuous up and down, a lot of things going on. And my health, I'm fine. I'm just tired. And I know this too shall pass. but I'm just tired right now. So
don't overwork yourself during the holidays.
Doing the best I can this week. Get through this week, and then I'll be fine.
Yeah. Do you guys celebrate Christmas like we do?
Have what?
Do you guys celebrate Christmas like we do?
Oh, I don't. So here's my Christmas is going to be me, myself, and I.
Okay. Me, my higher self, and my inner child. Okay.
Yes, cool. Me, myself, and I. And then I'm starting a week silent retreat on Boxing Day until New Year's, and then I'm doing a 10-day online retreat in home. So I'm just going to be quiet because I know that that's going to help me move into my next sort of. I feel there's a lot of big change going on in my life again, and I think that's part of it, and I have a tendency to resist change, and part of it is leaving this situation that I've been wanting to leave for quite some time. I'm not good at leaving.
I see. So I hang in
there way longer than I should. There's a thing in me that kind of goes into, well, you know, if I stay, maybe things will improve. And then I get angry when they don't. It's a stupid pattern. I get it. Stupid.
Yep. Very silly.
Yeah, I get it.
Reprogram your brain mind before you go to sleep. Okay, I'm going to choose now to not be in resistance to resisting the changes.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll leave you with that thought. That's a good one.
Okay, thanks, Kedge.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Alice in South Carolina. I keep forgetting the city where you're from.
Hello. I'm in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay. Columbia. Yes.
Good evening. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to get on the call until 8:30, so I'll have to get the first stuff from our replay.
Okay.
So, I hope I'm not repeating any things, but hey, you know what, if I am, oh well.
Yeah, oh well.
But what I would like, by the way, I just love how you wrapped it up with, was it Nancy that was just on the call?
Uh-huh.
The thing about resisting resistance, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. A little mind twister there. Love it. Well, the thing I want to bring up and put into our quantum journey tonight, for me, I had an incident yesterday that brought up for me something from the past and just showed me, because I am a survivor from intimate partner violence, and I've done a lot of healing around that, and it goes over multiple lifetimes and all this kind of stuff. Well, yesterday I witnessed a couple drove up and parked in the car right beside me. I was in a parking lot, and they were having an issue, and so I witnessed what was going on, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to be silent. I said, hey, buddy, you want me to call the police on you? And he turned around and started coming for me. Yeah, well, why don't you go ahead? And she grabbed him by the arm and was like, no, honey, don't. And it brought up some fear in me and the recognition of, you know, what unresolved emotions and fear are still in me. Like I said, I've done a lot, but that just made me aware. Now, in the past, something like that would have maybe, you know, I would have been off kilter for a few days maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an hour, you know, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it was just, you know, the awareness that, okay, this is another layer of those unresolved fears and emotions that have not been fully processed. So I am inviting, asking, giving them all up tonight in the quantum for total dissolution. And that's what I'm going for, baby.
All right.
All right.
Dissolution. All right.
Yeah, because I think those, and at all levels, you know, all mm-hmm. of our little places of density mm-hmm. are going to come up for release. And this was just showing me, okay, here's another morsel. Go for it, girl. So I'm going for it.
Yeshua's chiming in here regarding your sharing.
What does Yeshua say?
So he wants again to give the example of his life here.
Yes.
And he was no different than the rest of us as far as feeling the emotional impact of all the crud and yuck and everything.
Yes.
The difference is he so-called processed the emotions on the spot. He didn't hang on to them like we do. So by the time he went to bed, he was clear of the day.
Yes.
We do not clear the day, so we bring all that stuff from the day into our dream time, into the subconscious, and then it builds up over years, and then boom.
Mm-hmm.
So he is suggesting for all of you, all of us, to process your emotions daily. Don't take it to bed with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get over the anger, the frustration, the judgments, or whatever as they occur during the day. Don't let it linger for more than an hour. Be done with it. Now, the reason how you can tell if you're not done with it is just exactly like how you expressed, Alice. A button got pushed
yeah.
in the parking lot of all places to remind you.
Mm-hmm.
So do whatever you guys need to do to, I don't even say process it, but to like,
right.
See, here's where we get stuck, I think. We have these emotional experiences, and sometimes we deny ourselves the full experience of that emotion because of what we believe others might think of us. Or we don't want to make a scene in public, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the pattern, then you've cut off the whole experience. So it's only a partial experience. So that other part that you didn't process or really get into to experience it, you take it to bed with you, and then it becomes unconscious at some point. And then you have to go to healers to pay money to find out, oh, I got this to heal yet still. Oh, more unpeeling of the onion. Oh, my God. We're trying to save you guys money. Start doing it now so you don't have to go pay somebody lots of money to realize, oh, my God, I still got that pattern. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess I'll see
all
you
right.
On the 12th?
Yes, I'll be there.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Star 2 to lower your hand, those of you that have already shared. I'm going to go to the chat box while you phone callers are thinking about raising your hands. And let's see here. Yeah, Jane again wants clarity. Clarity's always good. And Nazma again mentioned about staying on the path of least resistance. So meditate with the Buddha. He's very good at that. Of showing you. Buddha will show you in pictures. He won't so much telepathically talk to you necessarily. but he'll communicate in images. And images are more than 1,000 words, however that phrase goes. An image can convey much more than words can on that level. Okay. And let's see. Pluto, Jane says Pluto is on my nadir, referring to her astrology chart, I assume. No boss, I am the boss. Okay. Carol, let's see. So Carol says hi to the tribe here and hopes you all have blessed activation to transform your lives forever. Blessings. Still not able to connect on the webcast page. Thanks. So glad I'm here. I am now I am. So remember, you guys, if you come in on the webcast page, I cannot hear you. So we cannot converse. It is better to call through the web call, which goes through your computer. The lines are clearer than your cell phone. So actually, we recommend the web call. Call in on the web call, if at all possible. Okay. Jane has a quick question, but I think she forgot what the question was. Okay. Nazma says, inner child says she wants to choose what to receive first. She wants to choose what to receive first. You know, as little kids, if we didn't get the basics of life, like love, nurturing, support, what do they call it in transactional analysis, strokes. So we didn't get a lot of strokes as a young person. We're going to grow up having a lot of needs. And if they're not met, then we kind of go into whatever kind of behavior. Jane says, can I speak to you? Well, what, on the chat box? Or are you on the phone as well? Let's go back to the phone. Let's see here. Oh, we got more people in the webcast. The shy people. Okay, let's see here. I guess you're not on the web call or the telephone lines. Hello, Lorraine in Chapel Hill. Got to say hello to our locals here, kind of locals. And got to say hi to Jane in Santa Cruz, because that was my old stomping grounds. Okay. Christine, did you want to say something further? I've unmuted you. Guess not. I don't hear anything. Okay. Let me go back one more time to the chat board and see. Oops. Jane says, oops. No on computer. Okay. No on computer. Well, I don't know what you mean. Can I speak to you? You can email me. You can call me. But I cannot call overseas or Canada. But I have WhatsApp. Let's see. All right, I guess we will. Unless you phone callers have one more star two to raise your hand thing, we will start the activation. Okay. We will start the activation at about 50 minutes into the recording. So please take notes. And what we're doing for Michael to send out the replay for you guys, I'm giving him little notes of the activation to inspire all those that didn't come on live to listen to the replay. Isn't that smart of me? Okay. So let's see. Notes on membership replay. And today is the 4th. Oh, I got to tell you guys something funny. I was going to get my driver's license and my plates for my car for North Carolina today. And oh my God, they gave me a list of all the stuff to bring to register my vehicle and get a driver's license. And it goes to show me, oh my God, this is what has come down to. You basically got to give them every important document you have to, so they make sure that you are who you say you are and that you're not an alien or some other kind of not so nice person. Wow. And plus they're giving out the new forms of ID, right? They can, keep track of you a little better. All right. Actually, it's going to start 51 minutes and 20 seconds into the recording. All right, so here we go. You guys can lie down for this if you like. Get into the habit of putting the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth whenever you meditate or listen to an activation. This will help on many, many levels energetically. And touch your thumb and index fingers together and palms facing upwards. Remember, your hand chakras receive the energies. In fact, all your chakras receive the energies. But the hands are very good at receiving the healing frequencies. And then you can apply them to your body. Oh, let me give you a little thing that I think is a big insight for me. Actually, we're going to focus on a little bit of the liver tonight and bring some restoration to the liver. Your liver is very, 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 very important. So you want to do your best to keep a healthy liver because that will affect every other system in your body, including your heart and your digestive processes and your kidney chi and your spleen, which has to do with your life force energy, among other things. Okay, liver, very important. Take care of your liver. Okay, we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. We're going to activate to another level now, the pillars of light. We're going to bring it to another level of receiving, of you, your body receiving. Now we're going to relax all the facial muscles. We're going to relax your forehead, your eyelids, your jaw. Now, energetically, we're going to ask your higher self. We're calling in your higher self, prime source, central sun, sacred heart of the earth, your entourage, your healing team, your comedy team, everybody. Your guardian angels, your soul group, your home realm, your inner child. There are points in the head that can release tension in your jaw. So just allow your higher self to activate those points in your skull that can release the tension that's in your jaw, your TMJ. Now take a deep breath. Okay, relaxing the toes, the fingers, your calves. Relaxing the shoulders. We're going to breathe in the light of what you have requested for this activation. You're going to breathe in your prayers. Or actually, you're going to breathe in through the nose the answers to your prayers. And you're going to feel that energy as information go into your sinus cavity. And it's going to begin to bring balance to your sinus cavity. And actually, on the next in-breath, again, we're going to breathe in the frequencies that are the answers to your prayers and your intentions. We'll call them blessings. And we're going to breathe it not only into the sinus cavity, but deep into the eye sockets. It's going to affect the optic nerves that connect your eyeballs with your brain. Essentially, you're going to receive the power of clarity. Clarity of vision. Clarity of purpose. Let that vibration as information go to those areas within the optic nerve that have been blocked or congested. Are you going to detach from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world, and the old matrix of pain, suffering, doubt, and fear? So basically, you're going to release yourself from this whole vibration that we call fear, false evidence appearing real. Keep your focus in the eye sockets. Allow all distortions and illusions to begin to dissolve, fade away. All illusions of perception. I now choose to release myself, actually to release the mind from fear. Now we're going to bring awareness up to the pineal, pituitary, thalamus from the eye sockets. Going to envision your pineal gland like a little pine cone. And you're going to notice if the pine cone is tight or if it's opening up. Or if it's wide open. I'm just going to simply observe the status, if you will, of your clairvoyance and your third eye opening. The pine cone should technically be straight up and down. If it's off to the side, bring it up. Reposition it. Your pineal is like an antenna. It receives those cosmic vibrations from the central sun. And when the pineal is balanced, your whole body is balanced. If your body is off, it means that your pineal is off. that you're going to release on the out-breath through the mouth all energies that are not you. All energies that are not you. And you're going to very consciously, on a permanent level, disengage from the astral plane, the fourth dimension. Completely disengaging from the fourth dimension, the astral plane. If you have an agreement to be a part of that vibration and you wish to create the change for that, then symbolically through the comedy team, hand in your resignation. Or shall we say, submit your agreement back to that fourth dimension. Contract no longer null and void. It's null and void at this point. It is no longer in existence. Now breathe that again, the answers to your prayers. Take it into the third eye and then begin to send it into the brain, or allow it to move into the brain to activate the ventricles in your brain to begin to create an even more divine balance with your brain function. All parts of your DNA, your genes, your chromosomes, and whatever resistance is embedded in the brain, take a deep breath of the light and breathe it into those resistances. These are just places where you went unconscious. Once you become conscious of being conscious, then the resistance can be no more. And now choose to be aware that I am aware. And now choose to be a conscious, functional being upon the planet. All right, we're going to take this exquisite vibrations. We're going to move it into the center of the brain, into the third ventricle, which you can look at it like a sacred chamber within the brain. Some call it the Crystal Palace. Some call it the Cave of Brahma. Some call it the seat of Christ consciousness for the body. Keep your focus in the very center of your brain. We're going to begin to bring awareness now down into the spinal column through the brainstem, and down the central channel or the central tube that is within your physical spinal column. It is called the dura tube. You're going to allow a release of all static within your dura tube, within the nervous system, static. Static is misdirected energy. It is unfocused energy. And as you allow the release and the removal of static within your spine, your body will sleep very well. Releasing the static of this whole lifetime, releasing the static of the earth, of humanity, releasing the static from the astral plane, Now, for any of you that need a bit of assistance with releasing entities from your space, we're going to call in the A-Team and ask to receive assistance from the A-Team in removing earthbound entities, astral beings, implants, subtle level programming. Curses and spells and dark magic that have been passed down through the generations through your family tree. We're going to ask your family members, wherever they are, to receive this part of the activation. Your body may jerk and shiver. Your body may produce coldness or heat, sweating, nauseousness, dizziness, tingling, spaciness. Now, bringing awareness down to your base of your spine, your sacrum, and your original H cells. And you're going to feel exquisite harmony and balance at the base of your spine that's going to affect your base chakra and your feet chakras. It's going to affect how you navigate in the world. Now, you're going to call forth from the earth, from the planet herself, the energies of a particular pyramid that has remained pure in its vibrational state. So this pyramid is a hidden pyramid somewhere upon the planet. And you have a connection with this pyramid of light. You're going to begin to receive the vibrations from the apex of this pyramid into your crown, into your third eye, into your heart, and the base of your spine. Allow your body-mind to resonate with this light that's being emanated from this pyramid. Allow your whole nervous system to align with this vibration. Allow your pineal to resonate to this vibration, as well as the still point within your heart. Now we're going to release any remaining yuck from the solar plexus. Heaviness. Any and all levels of yuckiness. It is like your auric field is getting a dusting. So that your body now can begin to feel light and free, and your mind clear, and your heart open. Dusting off the debris from past lives, from your birthing experience, coming onto the planet. Releasing the yuck from churches, from the educational system, from the military. Allowing the release of the yuck from big cities, the electromagnetic smog and pollution. So we're going to ask for divine intervention on the level of keeping your space clean and clear, well grounded. And for all parts of you to be divinely protected against all levels of negative technology, or shall we say, electromagnetic smog and heaviness. Going to do the waterfall from God experience. That is basically visualizing, feeling that all of you, all parts of you, your body, your auric field, your soul is being bathed from the waterfall from God. It's like a waterfall of light that's cascading through your field, through your body, through your mind, through your heart, through all levels of your physical body. It's like taking a cosmic shower of light, light filaments, beyond what the mind can conceive. It's like a showering of blessings and grace from your Creator upon your body, upon your home, upon your automobiles, upon your workplace. So let's sit with this waterfall from God for a few minutes and just simply enjoy the experience. Now slowly take a deep breath. We're going to bring awareness now up from the bottoms of the feet, slowly upwards towards the top of the head, to include your hands and your arms. Bringing awareness up through the body. Becoming more in tune with all facets of your physical body. Your muscles, your bones, your circulation, your nervous system, your skin, your connective tissues. All of your organs, endocrine glands. Bringing awareness up the body, up through the rib cage, up through the spine. Knowing that you are not your body, that you are eternal spirit. Moving awareness up through the throat and the neck and the thyroid gland. Up into the jaw, the arms. Uplifting up through the face. Up into and through the brain. Up through the crown chakra. Up above the crown chakra. Moving awareness above the body. Now there is a point above the body between your body and prime source, and we call it a balancing point. Just simply activate that point. And that will help your body to stay aligned. With the vertical and horizontal axis of this galaxy, this universe, solar system, and planet. Now, just hold the thought that you are, from a knowing level, strengthening your silver cord between your I am and your body. All right, we're going to refocus the grounding with the earth. So from the base chakra, feel a very deep connection with nature. And with nature's ability to help your body to heal and restore, recalibrate, and reset itself. We're going to ask one of your power animals to be present with you for this whole entire month. Your power animal is like a messenger and a reflector of your internal wisdom. So embrace your ally. I'm going to ask your inner child to continue to receive this whole month this particular activation, as well as the upgrade activation in 2 weeks. And as you keep your vibrations into a quantum state, The old world cannot affect you. The old ways cannot affect you. I now choose to be completely in my soul signature vibration. Maintaining a perfect balance between my vertical and horizontal vibrations. I am here, I am now, and I am. And I now choose to be free. So take this feeling of freedom into the dream state tonight. Fly in your dreams. Fly back to your home realm. Fly back to Source to get recharged. And connect with your tribe on the inner planes. You have much support. Call upon the unseen. Be at peace. Blessings from Asheville.